From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Senators John McCain and Barack Obama are about two-thirds of the way through their third and final debate of this presidential election season. Bob Schieffer of CBS is moderating the 90-minute debate at Hofstra University on Long Island. He's seated at a table across from the two candidates. So far, the questions have been about the candidates' economic plans, about spending cuts, and negative campaigning. We're going to hear some analysis of the debate in a few minutes from NPR's Ron Elving, but first we're going to hear an exchange from the debate itself. John McCain brought up a plumber who was at an Obama rally in Toledo, Ohio, Joe Wurzelbacher. He's become known as Joe the Plumber. He told Obama he was worried that the Democrats' tax plan would tax him more. Here's John McCain.
You know what Senator Obama ended up his conversation with Joe the Plumber? We need to spread the wealth around. In other words, we're going to take Joe's money, give it to Senator Obama, and let him spread the wealth around. I want Joe the Plumber to spread that wealth around. You told him you wanted to spread the wealth around. The whole premise behind Senator Obama's plans are class warfare, let's spread the wealth around. I want small businesses, and by the way, the small businesses that we're talking about that would receive an increase in their taxes right now. Why would you want to increase anybody's taxes right now? Why would you want to do that? Anyone in America, when we have such a tough time, when these small business people like Joe the Plumber are going to create jobs, unless you take that money from him and spread the wealth around. Okay, I'm not going
to. Sure.
We're not going to do that in my administration.
If I can answer the question. Number one, I want to cut taxes for 95% of Americans. Now, it is true that my friend and supporter Warren Buffett, for example, could afford to pay a little more in taxes.
We're talking about Joe the Plumber.
in order to give additional tax cuts to Joe the Plumber before he was at the point where he could make $250,000. I think ExxonMobil, which made $12 billion record profits over the last several quarters, they can afford to pay a little more so that ordinary families who are hurting out there, they're trying to figure out how they're going to afford food, how they're going to save for their kids' college education. They need a break. So, look, nobody likes taxes. I would prefer that none of us had to pay taxes, including myself. But ultimately, we've got to pay for the core investments that make this economy strong, and somebody's got to do it.
If nobody likes taxes, let's not raise anybody's taxes.
Well, I don't mind paying a little more.
The fact is,
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving is here in the studio. And Ron, Joe the Plumber has become a recurring character in this debate tonight.
Yes, Joe the Plumber has shown up and really given a boost, I think, to the John McCain campaign, because previously, when you talked about people making over $250,000 a year, people's image was of professional folks, very successful business people, the wealthy. And here's someone who looks like a working man, looks like he has earned his money with his own two hands, and he is saying to Barack Obama, don't take any more of my money and give it to whomever. Spread the wealth around. And then, of course, the phrase class warfare came up. I thought this was part of John McCain's evident strategy tonight, which is to make sure that he is speaking and energizing those people who have responded to the Republican ideas, the conservative ideas economically, over the last 30 years, really, going back to the years right before and during the Ronald Reagan period. He wants to make sure he's still got those folks on his side.
John McCain coming into this debate substantially down in many polls around the country and coming out on the offensive in a number of these questions.
Yes, and surely he needs to. This is his last opportunity to speak to so large an audience. We'll have probably 50, 60 million people at least watching this. He won't have another opportunity to do that. So he wants to go tough on these things and on some of the other things that came up tonight. He's been much sharper. He's been glaring at Barack Obama. He hadn't been looking at him before in the earlier debates. So he is following through on his promise to his supporters to be more assertive in this debate.
The tone of the campaign has come up in questions from Bob Schieffer asking about the negativity. And at one point, John McCain asked if Barack Obama would repudiate comments made by Congressman John Lewis over the week. And why don't you walk us through some of what's been said here, Ron? It was a lengthy exchange.
Yes, John Lewis was the congressman from Georgia who was himself one of the Freedom Riders back in 1961. His bus was burned. And he was talking about how in that era, some Southern politicians, including George Wallace, created a certain atmosphere in which acts of violence violence were committed. And he said that what was reminding him of George Wallace was some of the attitude he was seeing at some of the McCain-Palin rallies.
And comments that were made by people in the crowd.
That's right. People shouting out terrorist and so forth, off with his head. And he said, you've got to repudiate that as a politician. And even if George Wallace didn't encourage it, he didn't repudiate it when it happened in Alabama in the early 60s. And then he brought up the most emotional example you possibly could, the Birmingham church bombing of 1964.
This is what Congressman Lewis was bringing up.
That's right. And of course, John McCain took personal offense at that. How could you possibly compare the things that were said at my rallies to what happened in Birmingham? And the point the congressman was trying to make was that if you don't repudiate suggestions of violence, then people sometimes carry out acts of violence.
And then John McCain is asking Barack Obama in turn to repudiate the comments of John Lewis. It got very much into the weeds here.
Yes.
We're getting into the weeds right now.
Yes, and of course, Barack Obama said John Lewis did step back from that comment. I repudiated it the other night, but I also said I understood why John Lewis was saying these things. And then John Lewis came out and made a statement. So that was that exchange.
William Ayers has come up in this debate. Why don't you talk about that, Ron?
William Ayers, of course, being the Weather Underground activist from 40 years ago who was part of a cell to whom were attributed a number of bombings. Some people think they did bombings for a number of years thereafter. A mixed case in terms of what happened to them all legally. Of course, William Ayers was never convicted of anything. His trial blew up when people were trying to hold him responsible for something. Thereafter, he was, at least in the eyes of most of the people in Chicago, rehabilitated, became an education professor, is invited onto a number of foreign foundation boards and education groups and so forth that are financed by Republicans, and has had a number of associations with Republicans, and on a couple of occasions has been on boards with Barack Obama and held a coffee for him when he ran for the state legislature in 1995. Those are his known associations with Barack Obama. Obama says he doesn't have anything to do with his past politics, wouldn't have him in his administration, and doesn't have a role for him in his campaign.
Ron, based on what you've heard in the debate so far, do you see anything about this dialogue between these two men changing the direction that this race is heading?
I see John McCain appealing to the people that he needs to have as his base voters. I don't see him making as much of an appeal beyond that to independents and Democrats, although on specific things such as the tax policy, I think he will have stronger appeal. I think he does have an argument to make to those people who make over $250,000 no matter how they do it. Those people are not going to want to pay higher taxes, and John McCain asks, why should anyone?
And if you look at where the campaigns are focusing their energies on right now, are there other states, swing states, that are falling out of one column or the other that they just have decided not to put resources in?
I think they're still concentrating on a handful, Florida, Ohio, to some degree Pennsylvania. We saw John McCain unveil his economic plan there this past week. That's one that John McCain would dearly like to win, but he really needs to protect Ohio and Florida and to some degree Virginia.
Okay, NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
It's Ron Elving talking about tonight's presidential debate at Hofstra University on Long Island between Senators John McCain and Barack Obama.